Three new domes are up at the Mitchell Corn Palace. The new onion-shaped domes were installed last Monday. The domes, along with the new decorative turrets that went up 3 weeks ago, are part of a $7 million renovation of one of South Dakota's most iconic landmarks. Mitchell's first corn palace was built in 1892. The current building dates back to 1921. Renovations began in June of last year. The project should be done by the start of the Corn Palace Festival on August 26th. The upgrade also includes new lighting, larger murals, exhibit space, a theater, and a walkout balcony above the marquee. Dan Sabers is Corn Palace Director, and he joins us on the line. And Mr. Sabers, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Yeah, glad to be here. First time I've done it with you guys, and anytime you would like to have me on, I love to talk. So
great. Well, it must have been a wonderful day last Monday when you watched the domes go up.
It actually started a week before when they brought the turrets up. The turrets are really cool. If anybody hasn't been online, they look like a king's crown, and they took the traditional pointed turrets up, and they put them up a week ago. And they look amazing up there. And then the domes went up last Monday, 8 o'clock they started. Probably got done with tie-down about 5. And, excuse me, might have been the biggest crane I've ever seen, because the dome, the bottom of the dome is probably 55 feet. The dome is 35 feet. And then they had to put a 55-foot flagpole in the dome when they were done. So, yeah, so it sticks out. You know, 20 feet, the flagpole out of it. So, no, it was exciting. We had people watching, cheering. All three TV stations were here, naturally, filming it going up. It's on our website. We got video of it. So, and then the LED lighting is being done as we speak. There's going to be LED lighting on the outside, the inside. They're supposed to be scheduled to be done on Friday. And then when we can program it, we can program it lighting. We can do it blue and red, you know, type stuff. It can float in, float out, different color. And so we're really excited about that. Haven't seen it, that one in full operation. It's going to be, well, if they do it Friday, you know, it's going to be next week before we get it programmed, I suppose.
Is that the last thing that needs to be done on the renovation, or are there still things that need to be done before?
You know, there's touch-ups. You know, there's stuff on the punch list. We got some timelines on the inside. You know, they used to have pictures of every corn palace on the wall. They took that, and they made something different on the walls. They do a 10-year timeline, and they put historic things from the times all the way back in the 1800s. The first corn palace in Plankyton is kind of where Mitchell got the idea in 1892. They built it on 4th. In Maine, and then when that one got too small, they built it on 5th in Maine, and we got pictures of the balcony, and it kind of like looked like the Dancing with the Stars, the pictures. The floor is down below, the balcony's up close, everything's up close with a stage on the end, and then there's rumor as it burned down. That did not happen. It had a dirt floor. And that was built in 1906, and in 1921 they built the current Corn Palace, and it's still the same building with renovations a few times. 1937 they put the domes up. They didn't have domes and turrets on the first one.
So how do the new domes and turrets compare to those ones that went up in 1937?
You know, you hear 50-50. The old traditional people like the painted, the Native American stripes. Sometimes there'd be buffalo painted on. They'd get painted about every 10 years. And then there's the new people, the electronics people. I mean, these look like a blooming onion to a point, except for it comes together at the top. And to me, the LED lighting is what's going to make this. And then on the perimeter, you know, there's 3,000 lights outside. And on the perimeter, they used to have, through the years, I looked at old pictures. Sometimes they had red, white, blue lights. Sometimes they had them running in a circle like a wheel, you know, like you see some Christmas lights. And then the last 20 years, it's been white, just regular bulbs around the murals, and going up the sides and top were yellow. Now they're LED lighting. It's $30,000 worth of lighting, and that's if I counted right.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had to physically go out and try to estimate how many we had. And so now they're brighter. They got a crystal clear look to them. You know, because just like anything, you don't like them as well at first. Now at night, it makes a jump at it from two blocks away. It's going to be really pretty. Really excited. Our entrance was our main focal point. We got two stories. We got an Oscar Howell Museum up in the second floor. It's not open yet, you know, because they're not quite done with some of the punch list stuff. And then, of course, in out, we've been having, they call it Downtown Thursdays. They put a band up in the marquee every Thursday from 5 to 7 for tourists and people coming down. You know, they have alcohol, 6 to 7 is a block off. They have a food caterer, and it's growing. Mitchell Main Street Beyond's doing it. They're trying to do some fun stuff with it. But the second floor has not been open yet. We don't have the Oscar Howell, excuse me here, I got it cut off a phone. We don't have the Oscar Howell, the prints up. They're all framed, ready to go. There's 52 Oscar Howell originals. For people that don't know him, he's the famous Dakota Wesleyan artist. His originals paintings are worth a lot of money. And we have all of his original, how would you want to say, layout paintings work for his murals. Every year they're our property, they turn them in. And I think we got 52 or 54 of them. I think I just found two more in storage. They're all going to be in that wall, so we're really excited about that. We took all of our columns downstairs, and we made them, and they made them in a corn cob look, square columns. And then they with ceramic tile, they made them look like Indian corn.
So it sounds like for those of us who haven't been to the Corn Palace for a couple of years, it'd be a good time to go back and check it out and see what it looks like now.
It's really nice, yep. And when we get that upstairs, you know, we're upstairs is a work in progress. We're not sure where we're going to put everything. We know where the Oscar Howell's going. There's two open spaces. And then also from the upstairs, you got the outside that nobody even notices, always roped off, that went to the top, middle of the soft seats. So you go around the north and south side of the upstairs. It brings you right to the bathrooms. Upstairs now they'll be in use, and it brings you right to the soft seats for the basketball and the entertainment. And we have never had that open, and so that's all new. We're going to do some hospitality room stuff on the second floor and show it off during festival one night for the when Nitty Gritty Dirt Band for all of our sponsors. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. The grand opening, I can't tell you when it's going to be done. But just to get the outside, the sign, it just by coincidence, the Saturday before the domes went up, the, I don't know what it is, 80-foot sign went up on the outside. It said World's Only Corn Palace. It's done new. The new technology background is a checkerboard behind it, steel, woven steel. And the sign looks just really, really, really nice. And then on the inside, we got the first laminate, photos on laminate ever done. And there's a 62-foot cornfield right when you come in the door between the soft seats where you go up. And then when you start on the south side up against the girls' bathroom, there's two pictures of Corn Palace 1. And then right over the box office, which was moved, the box office when you come in will be to the south, to the right, instead of in the middle. And then a picture over that outside is in 1907, I think is the year, John Philip Sosa, a band came to town. They paid $7,000 a day in 1907. World famous band. He got off and seen the dirt streets, and he wouldn't get off the train, story has it, until he got paid. Well, he came back a few times after that. It went over so good. And we got a picture of his band there in front of the Corn Palace. And then right over the left side of the men's bathroom, there's a picture of 1921, the first Corn Palace that we're in. And the right side, which may be my favorite picture, it's in color from the second Corn Palace on 5th and Main. And, you know, the photos I've seen of scaffolding and how they did that work back there and the workmanship, just it's amazing what they did. I mean, now we got cranes and you know, petabooms and stuff makes life pretty easy. Back then they were making wooden scaffolding, and then they'd have to move it. And so in 27 years I was in the golf business. So when I started here in January, of course, you know, I coached basketball for 24 years. Chad Lavin and me are best friends. Followed to you, you know. So the winter scene I was real comfortable with. And the tourists, you know, with being in the golf business, I mean, you know, customers and tourists, I just love it. And the renovation's been a new experience for me. Enjoyed it. But I'll be very glad when it's done.
Now, looking at the renovations, particularly on the outside, was it something of a challenge to make sure that that you were still true to the history of the Corn Palace, but yet update the Corn Palace for the 21st century to you know, update it, and make everything modern with the LED lighting and everything?
That was 100% the architect, because he calls it character. All that stuff. He said, Dan, that's character. That's character. So he put together character, which I call old, if you want to put it in simple terminology, and then the new technology. So all of our lighting is on a program. We got, they call them, what do they call them? There's 84 lights hanging down in the lobby, crystal balls bigger than a baseball, smaller than a softball. 84 of them hanging out of the ceiling from the second floor down. There's glass railing over the marquee. And then on the second floor looking down, there's 4-foot glass railing. And so he took in a lot of new stuff and combined it with old stuff. And, you know, that's way out of my league.
Yeah.
And far as designing it, but the architect did that. And I think it's going to really, really look nice. You know, and if they can ever get phase two, you know, would be if City Hall builds, we would take the old City Hall, which is attached to the north, and then turn that all into Corn Palace stuff, museums, gift shops, that kind of stuff.
Now, the Sturgis Rally is going on right now. Mitchell, along the way to the rally, on the way to Sturgis, are you getting a lot of bikers coming through and seeing the way the Corn Palace looks now last week?
The CVB on Thursday and Friday blocked off Main Street, and you know, for the bikers, and they took pictures, postcards. They left their address. They're going to mail them personalized postcards of a picture of them and their bikes, and at the Corn Palace, and they did a really nice job. We were full of bikers. Now the bikers are kind of there, so like today is slow, and then now they'll start hitting them. You always get double going out is what you do coming back. Same thing with Mount Rushmore. And so now they're starting to come back, but because of them monopolizing the motels, tourists are way down this 2 weeks. They can't get a motel. And basically, we cash in on everybody heading to Mount Rushmore and the Black Hills. You know, so our July was really, really good. And tourists was up. You know, now yesterday was okay. Now today I see, you know, the numbers are, the tourists are, these tourists are either passing by, they're going north and south, or they're going to somebody's house, you know, visitation that way.
Well, Mr. Sabers, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and congratulations on getting the domes and the other things that we're seeing up at the Corn Palace up and ready to go.
Yeah, as long as I got them on here, I want to put a little plug in for our festival. We got, in the end of August, we got Jared Neiman here on Thursday the 27th, and then on Friday, August 28th, we got the Theory of the Dead Man, and Saturday was going to be a really fun one, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. We're getting people from 70 down to 25, you know, and we're going to try and make that a party band type deal, and then we always do an oldies on Sunday, and it's Tony Orlando this year. He's done 2,000 shows in Branson. Everybody said he's a showmanship. He just puts on a great performance. And, you know, and that's in our Corn Palace Festival. And that kind of ends our tourists on the floor. Then they go back to the gift shop. And you can just call the Corn Palace box office if you want tickets. But we got a great lineup there. So we're really hoping to kind of capitalize on our opening and have a great festival with the new Corn Palace.
Okay. Well, Mr. Sabers, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
I appreciate it.